This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. While the appeals court takes up President Trump's travel ban, it is worth mentioning here that so far the White House has issued 22 executive actions, one of which last week was a two-for-one deal, two federal regulations repealed for every new one issued. To get a better handle on what it's going to take for the White House to get to that goal, we asked Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein to look at what goes into finalizing a rule and what it takes to undo one.
Rulemaking is serious business, but Sean Moulton with the Project on Government Oversight says it never seems to get the kind of love it deserves.
Yeah, I know laws really get all the attention. They're sexy. Everyone wants to cheer about getting a law signed by the president. But the reality is regulations are where the rubber meets the road.
Moulton says usually laws aren't specific enough to be automatically enforced. So federal agencies have to turn statutory language into something usable. Those are the regulations. President Trump's order will only apply to major regulations. There are about 60 to 80 of those in a given year. Things like energy efficiency standards for microwaves and preventing salmonella in eggs. The rulemaking process is long and is tedious, filled with public notices, interagency reviews, and often thousands and thousands of pages of documents.
I'm the guy who sits in a room and nerds out on this stuff, reading this stuff for hours on end to make sense of it.
Adam Ekman, a lawyer with the National Mining Association, spent most of the past two-plus years working against the Stream Protection Rule, a rule aimed at protecting water bodies and wildlife from surface mining. The industry argued it would devastate coal companies, and for 7 years, the two sides battled back and forth. And meetings, oh, the dense, weedy meetings.
Just a tweak of language, the placement of a comma, can drastically change the requirements on the ground at a mine site. And we spent hours debating those finer points.
Finally, the rule took effect in January. About 10 days later, the House and Senate voted to rescind it. It just needs the president's signature to be gone for good. See, some regs are easier to roll back than others. Anything the Obama administration passed in its final 6 months, like the Stream Rule, only needs a simple majority in Congress, says Susan Dudley, the regulatory czar under George W. Bush.
I would expect at least a half a dozen regulations to be captured by that.
For major regulations that have been around for more than 6 months, like Dodd-Frank, which is already a target, they'll have to go through the whole process again. Cost-benefit reports, public comments, and yes, lots of meetings. The whole point is to dissuade new administrations from coming in and changing the rules businesses play by. And that, says Susan Dudley, is why old regulations won't go quietly.
People will litigate because once a regulation is in effect, those who have already complied with it, they're not going to want to see it just, oh, never mind, let's remove that.
But even as President Trump looks to shrink government, it's going to take government to rescind all of those regulations. The lesson is that eliminating a regulation takes as much time as creating one. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.